Lindsay McKee, you're going into your second year as captain of Galway United Women. I'm sure you're looking forward to the campaign.
Yeah, look, we're happy. Pre-season, it was a tough few weeks, so we're excited to get going with the first game at the weekend now. Look, hopefully we can start this season a lot better than we started last season.
Yeah, now of course, European football, you're very young, but you're playing football a while. Has the methods of training changed? Now I can also qualify that by saying, like, you work in a gym, so you're familiar with fitness and training.
Yeah.
Has the methods changed in recent years? Is there more running, less running, or is it more on ball work or what?
Do you know what, it's a lot more emphasis on strength and conditioning. So obviously just getting the girls a bit fitter and stronger in the gym, and you also did like a pit session through pre-season. So being honest, it's a bit of both. Like obviously you have to do the running, but obviously there's a lot more with the ball, technically, tactically as well. So it's nearly all three, the gym, the running, and with the ball work as well. They're using all three now.
Obviously you've been in the gym, you're coming back fit and healthy. I'm sure it'll be a well-known fact in times past where guys would come back from off-season overweight and unhealthy, but that doesn't happen, I don't think, anymore.
No, unfortunately, even in the off-season, you have to keep the body ticking over. Like, the girls are playing at such a high level, you have to come in with some bit of fitness to start the season off. And unfortunately, you're kind of nearly ticking the body over throughout all the season.
Now, of course, last season, you had the honour of collecting the first trophy ever for Galway United Women, winning that All-Ireland Cup, which I think helped confidence hugely for the rest of the campaign. I'm sure you're looking to build on that for this season.
Yeah, like, I won't lie, we want to gain consistency this year. We want to be in the mix at the top come the end of the season. Like we said it straight out, we're looking to get silverware again this year because we think we have the team that can compete at the high level. So look, we hopefully can start the season well on Saturday, and then it's just about taking it game by game and see where we finish.
Now, of course, Phil, as they say, has strengthened the squad, a number of new players, new faces, and maybe one or two have left as well. So obviously that just all adds to the competition and indeed the capability and ability of the side.
Yeah, definitely. And he's emphasised that throughout pre-season that it's not just going to be the 11 that start. The subs are going to make a massive impact as well, because it's a long haul season. We're going to be going from now to the end of October. We've got cup matches in between. Some of the girls are doing their leave inserts, so they'll probably be missing. So we're going to need nearly all 23 of the squad players throughout the season, and there's huge competition, which is great.
Now, you played in three games in friendlies, in Treaty and Shamrock Rovers amongst them. Apart from the result, how did you fare in those games competitively?
Well, obviously you're playing against different style of teams. Like Shamrock Rovers, they're such a good outfit, and then with Treaty, I must say they've improved massively this season. So it's just different styles of play, and all the girls got minutes on the pitch and minutes in the legs, so it's more just getting the fitness into the legs. And we're quite positive with the results and the performances, and hopefully, look, we can carry it on to Saturday.
What kind of captain are you? Are you in players' faces? Are you quiet? Describe yourself.
Well, being honest, up to last season, I was very quiet. I've been lucky enough to play under terrific captains like Maeve DeBarca, Ruth Fahey, Sav McCarthy. So I was always content in my own space. Whereas with last season, such a young squad, we unfortunately lost a lot of our experienced players. I felt like to step up more vocally because they're such a young team. So it's just more positive information, constructive information, just letting them know certain times when the pitch where to be, and just making sure things are positive.
Okay, so Athlone, obviously on Saturday evening, in a away game, obviously the other cup holders, they won the President's Cup last week, so I mean obviously, and there's a fair COVID connection there as well, of course, some Mexico and WFC players there. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, look, Athlone have improved year in, year out, and like that, we know some of the girls previously playing at Galway, and they got a great result last week. We know it's going to be tough, but the main focus is on us, and Phil has just said that all week. We just focus on what we do, and look, see Saturday then what happens.
And of course, it's not just about Saturday's game. You're at home to Cork then the previous week, and I mean, it's a long campaign, a long season thereafter.
Yeah, and I'm excited to play at home. I can't wait to get back to AIM-DC Park. It's such a great place to play. But like that, it's going to be so competitive and so tight. For us, we're hoping just to start the season well and hopefully gain that consistency throughout.